Hey, there's Andy. Who else we got? There's AJ. Of course, there's Pam. All right, Donnie, Ken.
Yeah, Carolyn's coming back online. She'll make five.
Andy, AJ. Okay. All right, we should be good.
You know, Joey's connected or no?
Joey was one of them that I kind of thought might take a little longer to get on board.
Yep. Okay.
He seemed to have the smallest amount of experience at Zooming, if you will.
Okay. So, Alan, you may want to try to figure out who's going to sit.
Yeah.
I'm back. How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
Hello.
Oh. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I don't know who's up between Ken or Andy.
So sorry, I missed that.
We're not sure if Joe's going to be able to connect, so we just need to figure out if it's going to be Andy or Ken that's going to sit.
Okay.
Alan's looking into that right now to see who sat last time.
Thank you.
Hold on one sec.
Can we also find out who the phone number is that's listed with no name?
Yeah, so I see a mark, and then I see a phone number 203-214-5056. If you can hear me, can you just announce your name?
It's Mark DeFelice.
Thank you, Mark. Mark, I don't see you on the applicant list. Are you representing one of the applicants?
No, I'm a neighbor.
Hey, Donnie,
yes,
in response to your question, and you, Carolyn, Andy sat to approve the minutes last time. I guess theoretically would put Ken in before Andy.
Okay.
How are we doing here, though?
Alan, would that put Ken as the secretary, or would that make Paul the secretary?
The chairman could designate a willing secretary to be acting secretary.
Okay.
It wouldn't have to ascend in any particular order.
Okay.
Paul, would you like to be the secretary tonight? I'm not sure if you can hear me, Paul.
What's that?
I said, would you like to be the secretary tonight and read the applications?
I cannot do that right now. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So AJ, would you like to be the secretary?
I also cannot do it because I'm not sure this is going to work out for me right now.
Okay.
I'm also coming in and out. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, me too. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you clearly.
All right. So, Andy, would you like to be the secretary?
No, you can.
What?
Ken is going to sit tonight.
No, but
I can do it.
Okay, Ken.
Andy can't because he's not sitting.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Sorry.
Right. Not yet. Sure.
All right. So, Alan, can we get started?
Yeah, I think if you would like to give Joe, another couple of minutes just to see if he can get in. I don't know. It's kind of an unusual format. We could proceed, but we could give him another couple of minutes. It's up to you.
I don't mind waiting. I don't have his phone number. Unfortunately, I was unable to get it, so I'm not sure if anyone wants to give him a call real quick just to confirm. Or
no, I can do that.
Okay.
We need to also wait for Jennifer to come back to the screen.
That's what I was, she's the top, the Zoom TNH, okay.
Correct.
Yeah. I figured that. We'll wait a few minutes. How is everybody doing tonight? It's a beautiful night.
I'm doing well.
Good. Yeah. Good. Always good to hear. It's really feeling like summer lately. Nice and hot again. I love it.
Thank God.
Except for the lack of baseball and NBA and Stanley Cup. I don't even care about hockey regular season. But I always tune in for some playoff
hockey. Hockey's going to get started soon, they say.
I'm not a golf guy, but you know it's nice to see some contemporary sporting events.
Can you guys see me?
No, I can't.
It's AJ.
No, we can't see you. We can hear you.
We saw you before, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we saw you before.
The start and stop video buttons on the bottom left-hand corner, but I'm not sure if it has something to network access.
It says it's on, but.
Yeah.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yes.
I just spoke with Joe Volano.
Okay.
And Joe is trying to get in. He's going to abandon his tablet that he was using and just call in on his phone.
Okay. So
I think we have a fairly high percentage at this point that he'd be able to get in. I don't think we'll see his smiling face, but, you know.
At least we'll hear him. Jennifer, I'll start recording when we officially start the meeting, correct?
I did start the recording exactly at 7:30. I always start as soon as at the meeting time, so I did start it at 7:30. I can cut out from the audio that I post the chitter chatter. I'm kidding. Sorry, it's been a very long day.
It's okay.
So you are all set with the recording, and you can start whenever you're ready. But I guess we're going to wait for Joe to join by phone. So.
Yep.
And I will be able to see him.
So, unfortunately, we won't be able to. Are you saying you won't be able to see Joe?
I should be able to. I have one person currently on who's participating by phone.
Okay,
I think you all should be able to see that number.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Now we see the 627 number. So I think that's Joe. Hello. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Tom.
Pretty good, Joe.
Yes, I'm here.
So I think we can officially get started, if everyone's okay with that. At 7:38. Welcome to the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. I'm Carolyn Iacarino. I am the chairman of the Zoning Board of Appeals. Thank you to everyone that took the time to join the Zoom meeting tonight. I know it's not traditional, but we really appreciate it. So participating in tonight's meeting, we have the following: Laura Magararsi, she's a zoning enforcement officer. Alan Fredrickson, he's the land use officer. Don Clark, he's our vice chair and regular member. Joe Villano, he's our secretary and regular member. Paul Ciccarella, he's a regular member. AJ Rambolt, regular member. Andy Gorey, he's an alternate. He will not be sitting tonight. Kenneth Quick, he's an alternate and he will be sitting tonight.
Sorry,
Joe's here.
I guess we'll amend that. Okay, very well.
Yeah, sorry about that. Had it stuck in my brain. So just to amend that, Kenneth will not be sitting, and since Joe Villano is on now, he will be the secretary and he will be sitting on all applications. We have Pam Miller, she's the clerk of the ZBA. Mary Lee, she is not here tonight, sorry about that. Jennifer Coppola is the board's counsel. She'll be participating tonight as the host of the meeting and may speak from time to time as needed. So, as indicated in the posted notice of public hearings and agenda for tonight's regular meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals, the meeting is taking place remotely via Zoom. The video conference link and dial information was provided via regular mail and email for certain members. So for anyone listening, just mute your phones if you're not speaking, just so we don't get a lot of background noise. And also, anytime you are going to speak, if you're a board member or an applicant or a neighbor speaking on behalf of an application, please announce your first and last name. I believe we also ask for the neighbors to state their address as well. And once again, just make sure that everybody else mutes their phone while anyone else is speaking. If you're unfamiliar with Zoom, you can mute on the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. If you're on a cell phone, just click on the mute button and unmute when you want to speak. If you have to stop your video for any reason, there's a stop video button right next to the mute button on the bottom left-hand corner. As we stated below, Jennifer is recording this meeting. We started recording at 7:30 and we will record till the very end of the meeting. In a moment, I'm going to ask Pam Miller, our clerk, to call the roll of the board. When you hear your name, please unmute your phone. Say your name, I'm sorry, say here. And then, may I just explain all of that? Sorry, I am following a script. I'm still fairly new, just bear with me. All right. So I think I'll turn it over to you, Pam, and you can start with the roll call.
Okay. Carolyn Iacarino.
Here.
Don Clark.
Here.
Joseph Villano.
Here.
Paul Ciccarella.
Here.
AJ Wambolt.
Here.
Andy Gorey.
Here.
Ken Quick.
I am here.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Pam. Okay, so under Connecticut state statutes, for a variance request or any appeal of any order, requirement, or decision by the zoning enforcement officer to be reversed, applicant needs a minimum of four board members to concur. We do have four board members present tonight, so we will not have any of our alternates voting on the applications. The process for the meeting is that the secretary will read the application, the applicants will respond and provide their name and address for the record, and then present their request for the variance or grounds for appeal. The board will ask questions or make any comments that they wish, and then open it up to the public for anyone to speak in favor or against the application or the request or the appeal. After the public hearing portion of the meeting is concluded, the board will deliberate on each matter in the order presented. Given that this is a remote meeting, I'll be asking the clerk to call the roll of the board for their questions and comments at the appropriate times, and also when the board votes on each matter. So, Alan, have all of the applicants met their notice requirements?
Yes, they have.
Great. Thank you very much. So, Joe, would the secretary please read application 20-02?
Yes. Application John T. Ferner and Christian Ferner applicant and owner relative to 14 Gale Drive, map 13, lot 101, per section 2.1.1.9. Requesting a front yard setback variance of 7.5 feet to permit a front yard setback of 42.5 feet, where 50 feet is required. R40 zoning district.
Thank you very much, Joe. Would the applicant please announce yourself, stating your name and address for the record, and present your variance request and or appeal?
John Prunier, 14 Gale Drive, North Haven. The request is to, request a front yard setback variance of 7.5 feet, permit a front yard setback of 42.6 inches where a 50 foot setback is required.
So can you just describe what you're trying to do for this project?
Sure. So I'm not sure, you must have all the information in front of you. You have pictures and everything.
We do.
So basically we're trying to get a reverse gabled open porch built from the house out 11 feet by 24. And currently there's nothing there but a sidewalk and a small porch, and we'd like to build a gable, reverse gable out, and have a four poster open porch with a patio under it.
So I drove past it, and are you thinking it's going to go into where you have some of the mulch and like flowers in the front? And like extend out from your existing kind of small entranceway?
Right. So where the porch would be is the house is cantilevered about 2 feet in that area. So it's a natural build out from there out 11 feet. Actually, it's a 10 foot with a 1 foot overhang on the gable.
So, Pam, can you please call the roll for any questions or comments from the board members? I think you're on mute.
Here.
Carolyn, do you have any questions or comments?
My question was just about exactly where it was going to be and what he was building out.
Okay, thanks. Don Clark, do you have any questions or comments?
Yes, John, you're gonna, aesthetically, you're gonna match the front porch to the rest of the home. I know you said you're gonna run the roof line at the same level as your current roof line.
Correct.
So the rest of the material would match the rest of the house?
Yeah, the post and the will all be done in composite in an AZAC and a white exterior trim, and we're going to keep the cedar. We're going to replace the cedar shingles on the house now with new cedar shingles to match.
Okay.
So we're going to keep the continuity the same.
Okay.
Joe, do you have any questions or comments?
No, Donald took care of all my questions.
Okay. Paul, do you have any questions or comments?
Not sure if you can hear me, but no, I do not.
Okay, thanks. AJ, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay, all set.
Thank you very much, Pam. If anyone from the public wishes to comment in favor, please state your name and address for the record and make your comment. All right, so
Carolyn, I just want to add that Jennifer can correct me, but the two alternates, while they're not sitting, they can ask questions during the hearing of the application. They just can't speak in deliberations. So if we, if either Andy or Ken would like to ask a question, they could do that.
Jennifer Coppola, yes, that's true. And I have unmuted all participants, so that way if there are any members of the public who do wish to speak, they are unmuted and they shouldn't have a problem. Thank you.
All right. So there, we don't have anyone from the public that has a comment in favor of this application? Is there anyone from the public that is opposed? And same thing, you have to state your name and address for the record, and then state your reason for opposition. All right. So we don't have any further comments. The public hearing is now closed for this application, and we will move on to the second application. So Joe, if you can read. Perfect.
20-03, application of Justin Fappiano, applicant Justin and Kiko Fappiano, owners, relative to 5 Winona Avenue, map 33, lot 121, per section 2.1.1.9, requesting a side yard setback variance of 1.5 feet to permit a side yard setback of 8.5 feet where 10 foot is required, and requesting an aggregate side yard setback variance of 10.1 to permit an aggregate side yard setback of 14.9 feet where 25 feet is required. R12 zoning district.
Thank you, Joe. So would the applicant please announce your name, yourself, stating your name and address for the record, and for present your variance request or appeal?
Justin Fappiano, 5 Leona Avenue. And if you could, if you've seen the survey, effectively on the first floor, what we want to do is where we have an L-shaped dining and kitchen off the back of a 1930s era cape. We want to have that first floor kitchen and dining area become one square shaped space, pushing the kitchen wall out to where the existing dining wall is. And because of the diagonal shape of the boundary, the new wall would actually be further from the north side neighbor's property than the existing dining wall, I should say. The neighbor to the north, for the record, Mitchell Wiener at 3 Leona Avenue, he did sign a letter, which I emailed to Mr. Fredrickson to make part of the record, just for express non-opposition to the application. In addition, I submitted a signed letter from the neighbors to the south, Todd and Sarah Brandy, and the neighbor across the street, Rob Percio. Those are the neighbors who would be most immediately affected by any construction activity. None is opposed. They've heard about the plans, but we've got a legal nonconformity in that we've got a 50-foot wide lot. We're currently 80 is required, and as far as the aggregate, we currently have roughly 15 feet total for aggregate side yard, and to do anything, even if we want to push out 2 inches, really we need the aggregate variance. And so basically the first floor would get pushed out to create that square shaped singular space for the kitchen and the dining. On the second floor, besides creating space, we want to address a moisture issue we've really had since we moved in 2007, but kind of manifested in a big way during the blizzard. Because of the steepness of the valley where the roofs meet, and the north facing, all the shade that gets all day long, along with a super tall cedar tree on the south side of the house, we've had times where, especially during the blizzard, where there's literally over 5 foot of snow just stuck there for several months, melting, refreezing. Talked about the possibility of putting in like one of those electric systems to melt, prevent ice dams, but I was told you're just going to melt stuff. It's going to refreeze immediately because, again, the north facing orientation and the shade, the temperature just stays much colder on that side of the house. So some sort of dormer would allow us multiple services for draining water off and allowing some sun exposure to melt snow up on top. I actually moved the computer so that you might get a glimpse of our current plaster kitchen ceiling. It's been like that since February of 2018. Just it started to get moist. We started to talk about solutions. It got more moist. Chunks are falling off. And as we talked about patches because of the plaster and what people want to do, we were talking about several thousand bucks. As the problem just got worse and worse, and it just seemed like Band-Aids. So we figured if we're going to spend several thousand, let's go all the way and try and address the problem correctly. And down the list of hardships or reasons, which may be totally irrelevant to the board, we are at a point where we've had my mother-in-law, who's now 86, live with us in the summers for 2 or 3 months. My father's 79, my mom's 72. And we can imagine a time in the next 5 or 10 years where one of them is living with us for an extended period of time. And so I see that our architect, Paul Fioretti, has joined in. I think I'll stop there and just open myself up for questions, and Paul will jump in and answer anything I can't, because when it comes to terminology like gables and cantilever, I'm useless.
Thank you very much, Justin. So if the clerk can call the roll for any questions or comments from the board members.
Sure. Don, do you have any questions or comments?
I'm sorry, Carolyn, did you want the architect to, did you have anything to weigh in on?
Can you say that again?
Did you want to explain anything to us before we go through any questions or anything?
I am just here for some type of moral support and anything structural or any questions that you might have in current, concerning the conditions on that north side of his property. It is a condition where that steep roof cross gable going north to south on the main body of the house, west on what would be the addition, gathers all that snow in that valley. And we have a pitch problem there. We have moisture problems there. We have sun problems there with the large cedars on the south side of the property as well, which really limit the amount of shade, I mean sunlight, that gets that makes itself present to that part of the roof during the winter season. Just to add more problematic issues to sunmelt. So we've looked at different ways to bring that addition out. Of course, if we could make that roof so that it extends more to one side, anything with pitch is gonna help that roof and allow the water to shed off of there much easier. The aggregate, of course, as you know, is, you know, it does not add up because it's pre-existing non-conforming. So if we could extend the, without going beyond existing side sideline of the property on the north side out to the back, that will definitely, you know, increase his construction ability, get more pitch, get more surface area, get a more generous overhang, and create hopefully conditions that are gonna help the water, the moisture, the lack of sunlight.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you just state your name for the record? I'm sorry.
Paul Fioretti, Edificio LLC.
Can you spell your last name?
That's Fioretti.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So Justin, it looks like you're tucking most of the addition within the side of the house that's not built out currently?
Correct.
There's a small part that's going out further than where it is, but most of it seems to be in line with the existing home.
Yeah, kind of just instead of having a capital L, we'd have a more of a square if it goes to plan.
Okay. That's the only question I have.
Okay, Joe, do you have any questions or comments?
No, everything is fine.
Okay. Paul, do you have any questions or comments?
Nope, I'm all set. Thank you.
Okay, AJ, do you have any questions or comments?
I just want to make sure that I heard it correctly. This is a previously non-conforming lot, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Andy, do you have any questions or comments?
Yes, I do. The exterior, are you going to match the exterior of the existing home with this addition?
So, funny story, Dave Nazario and Dave Iaccarino did the roof. Dave Nazario lived here before we moved in, put cedar impression siding over a pretty beat up exterior. On the new exterior, we might do natural cedar. I don't know if we can even get the same siding on the market today, but it would absolutely be in character. And my daughters really want something with a lot more character than we get from the cedar impression. They want natural cedar shingles. So that's our goal, is a natural cedar. We currently have a light yellow cedar impression vinyl siding right now.
I thought the house looked familiar when I drove past. I didn't realize it was Dave Nazario's old house.
When he first ran for office, your father was shaking my hand and said, you know, I put the roof on this house.
That's really funny.
Carol, I do have one other question on regards to the watershed. Being with this proposed addition is going to be 9.2 from the property line. That I feel that the watershed from a downspout is going to encroach on the neighbor to the north side?
Was a question for me?
You want to address it?
Add something to that.
Yeah, I know we intend to direct all the water south. We are on the Skiff Street Hill. We're fortunate in that our lot does drain naturally. We rarely have basement standing water issues. With the current distance, you know, Mitchell, the neighbor to the north, and I, we've worked together over the years with downspouts and just channeling water as far away as quickly as possible from both of our properties. And any finished product, Paul can get more technical, but yeah, the goal is to send stuff south by at least a dozen feet or more.
If I may add something to that, the property does naturally pitch from Leona Drive to the west, toward the back of the house, and when he does decide to do this and to dig the foundation and put some footing drains along the new addition to move water away from the basement, because he does have some water issues which migrate into the cellar as well. It would be in his best to add some curtain drains and possibly bring the leaders down so that they go into those drains to move the water away from the house to the west, which is where he has the most property, back of his house. So whether they go to daylight or maybe he puts in a small little retention basin back there in the aggregate, he could do that as well.
So I might have said south when I meant west.
West, yeah. West.
All right, thank you very much. So is there anyone from the public that wishes to comment in favor? And if so, please state your name and address and make your comment. And anybody from the public that wishes to oppose this application? All right. So the public hearing is now closed if there are no further comments, and we'll move on to application 20-04. I'll turn it over to Joe.
If I may add something, there were some letters from neighbors that spoke in favor. I don't know if those get read into the minutes of the meeting.
I do, you know, I have a copy of the letter signed by Mitchell Wiener, 3 Leona Avenue. Simply says, I'm providing this letter as evidence that I am aware of and have no objection to the variance application by Mr. and Mrs. Fappiano. Do not hesitate to contact me with questions or concerns. Cell phone is 203-600-1168. And I believe Alan may have forwarded copies to the record.
Well, I placed those letters in the file. We did not receive those letters until after the deadline for posting on the website.
Understood.
So I think that they would still be a part of the record, but I would say that I would just take them as, at this point, representations made by the applicant that the three neighbors are not opposed to the proposed work. And we will backfill the file with those particular letters.
This was originally a March 19th hearing, but I just want the record to reflect that I reminded the folks in the immediate vicinity and they still have no objection. I'll make that representation under penalty of perjury.
Okay. So if there are no further comments, I'll move on to application 20-04.
Okay. Application of Pasquale DeMayo, applicant and owner relative to 9 State Street, map 66, lot 68, for section 2.1.1.9. Requesting a front yard setback variance of 36.5 feet to permit a front yard setback of 13.5 feet. Where 50 feet is required. R20 zoning district.
Thank you, Joe. So would the applicant please announce yourself, stating your name and address, and present your variance request or appeal?
Pasquale DeMayo, 9 State Street. You have to forgive me of my application, so I'm unable to recite these setback variances right now.
Can you give a description of what you're looking to do on this application?
Yes, what we're looking to do is to build a front porch that spans 40 feet long by 6 wide, which is...
I think you cut out.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're looking to just build a front porch. The dimensions are 40 feet long by 6 feet wide.
6 feet wide. All right, yeah, and just, and you know, you said you don't have it in front of you, so according to the application, it was requesting a front yard variance of 36.5 feet to permit a front yard setback of 13.5 feet where 50 feet is required. So if the clerk would please call the roll for any questions or comments from the board members.
John, do you have any questions?
Pat, so the 40 feet would run the length of the house and the porch, meaning the porch that's on the house now? Or that actual room that's off to the right?
Yes, the 40 feet covers just the brick portion of the home, not the right portion, which is, I believe, Cedar Shakes. Okay. It's going to just the brick portion.
Okay, thank you. That's the only question I had.
Okay, Joe, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Paul, do you have any questions?
No, I'm all set. Thank you.
Okay. AJ, do you have any questions? AJ?
You're on mute.
No questions.
Okay. Andy, do you have any questions?
I'm sorry, it's Paul. I have one quick question. Maybe I don't have all the documents, but is the existing structure already out of the setback? Am I looking at the right document?
Yeah, Paul, you're correct. The house, I don't even know if it was built as a single-family residence, but it was built, I guess, in around 1850. And it was, in fact, within our current modern-day front yard setback by quite a bit. Yeah, you're correct.
Okay.
It's within 20 feet. I think they probably widened State Street at that time as well. But, yes, it was built much closer to the road than would be allowed in modern time.
Got it. And is there a sidewalk on that road? I apologize. I'm looking at minimal information. That's why I couldn't really...
There is not.
Not in front of it. I took a picture today.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
So I just have a question. So you said the 40 feet is on the brick part. And are you doing anything with that overhang?
Yes, I believe we did submit a plan. We had a blueprint. And I also wanted to mention that the port going to encroach any more towards the road than the front steps are. So it's going to stay the same width. It's just going to go the length of the house. And there's going to be a full roof on it with columns system. So it won't be enclosed, but it will have four columns and a railing system going around three sides of it.
You say it's going to be the same width that it is now?
Yes, because that was 6 feet. So we are going to concrete and replace them with wood stairs to match everything else. Spindles. It's not going to encroach any further than the stairs go.
Got it.
Any further questions before you turn it over to the public?
I do have one question. So the staircase leading up to the new proposed porch, what's the distance on that?
The same as that are existing.
Well, if your question is that the new porch will be 13.73 feet from the front property line, it's going to be somewhat less than that. It's not dimensioned on it. We permit uncovered stairs to project into the front yard setback, so that's a freebie. So he's asking for the variance for the porch, the roof porch itself. And you're correct. The stairs would project further into that, but. The past interpretation of that is that does not require a variance.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Alan.
Does not require further variance.
Further variance.
Sure.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public on the call that would like to in favor of this application? And if you do, just make sure to state your name and address. All right, anybody on that is opposed to this application, state your name and address and reasons for opposition. Right, hearing no further comments, we'll move on to application 20-05.
Okay, 20-5. Application of Paul I. Tyron Jr., applicant and owner, relative to 323 Quinnipiac Avenue, map 22, lot 212, per section 2.1.1.9, requesting a front yard setback variance of 9.5 feet to permit a 12 foot by 18 foot deck to 40.50 feet, where 50 feet is required, R20 zoning district.
Thank you, Joe. All right, so would the applicant please announce yourself by stating your name and address for the record and present your variance request?
My name is Paul R. Caron Jr., 323 Quinnipiac Avenue. I'm requesting a deck, which would be Trex and vinyl railing, over my existing 12 by 18 patio. I have an irregularly shaped lot and it has limited use, so I'm requesting, I would need a setback variance anywhere I wanted to put the deck. So I need 9.5 and 9.5 feet to meet the 50 foot requirement in the front yard.
Thank you very much. All right, Pam, would you please call the roll for any questions or comments from the board?
Sure. Don, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not.
Okay, Joe, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't at this point.
Okay. Paul, do you have any questions or comments?
No.
AJ, do you have any questions or comments?
I just have one question. When you say irregular shaped lot, does that mean it's a non-conforming lot as it is now?
No. It met all requirements for the town when it was built.
Okay.
Didn't require a variance in any way.
Okay.
He has like another house kind of in his front yard. This lot is
being there's a vinyl fence in front and it's set back over 300 feet and the lot's a little irregularly shaped, if you will. It's almost out of
it is. It is a textbook North Haven rear lot. Some call it a flag lot, but it is somewhat oddly shaped in that the flag pole, so to speak, is at an angle, and it creates some odd angles in the body of the lot. And it is what I would describe as unusual in shape.
Got it.
Okay. Andy, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't.
Okay. And Ken, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I do not. Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to comment in favor for this application? Is there anyone from the public that wishes to oppose this application? All right, if there are no further comments, then we will close this application. That is the last of our applications for tonight. So the public hearing is now closed unless there's a reason to continue. Does anyone need a break before we move on to deliberations?
No.
So, Jennifer, I just have a question with deliberations. We can just do them on the call all together without anyone leaving?
Okay. Yes. What is your, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Answer. I feel like typically some of the applicants leave the room.
No. Your deliberation session is to be held in public session always.
Okay. I don't know why I couldn't remember or not, so thank you for the clarification.
That's okay.
All right.
Just for all of the board members' sake, the two alternates would not be able to be involved with the deliberations at this point, and neither would the public. And neither would the applicants. So.
And what Mr. Fredrickson, this is Jennifer Coppola, the board's counsel, what Mr. Fredrickson means is that the applicants cannot attempt to introduce any additional testimony. So you do need to remain silent because they cannot take in, the board cannot take in any additional evidence at this point. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. So application number 20-2, application of John P. Pernier and Christina Pernier, applicants and owners relative to 14 Gale Drive, map 13, lot 101, per section 2.1.1.9, requesting a front yard setback variance of 7.5 feet to permit a front yard setback variance of 42.5 feet where 50 feet is required. R-40 zoning district. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion for approval.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Hold on a second. If we can just get each person who makes a motion to clearly state their name first. I got you, Donnie, though.
Thank you.
Joe Valano.
So Mr. Clark made the motion and Mr. Valano seconded, is that correct?
Correct.
Yes. So
Go ahead.
I was just gonna make a comment on it. So yeah, I don't see an issue with this. You know, everything, the exterior is going to match the current trim. When I drove past, I see where he's going to add the new porch on. I think it will look really nice. I don't have any concerns with this. I'll let anyone, Donnie, if you want to speak up.
Yeah, I think it's a minimal request. I don't see any safety issues with it. I would like it to, in the record, be limited to 11 feet, 20 by 24 feet as proposed. And as with my questions, it appears that he's going to match the house with the porch and the roof, current roof with the additional roof. So I don't have any further comments other than that.
Okay. So if we're all set with that, then
we need to take a vote.
Do any of the board members have a statement as to what the hardship or the reason for the granting of the variance might be, just as while we're still kind of going around in a roll call sort of format? It does seem to be consistent with the rest of the neighborhood in terms of the front yard setbacks that are already established historically.
Yep. When I drove around the neighborhood, there was one that I envisioned would be similar to what they proposed. And same thing, it looked very nice. It didn't seem like it was going out too far. It seemed consistent with the rest of the neighborhood. So that is my comment. I don't know if anyone else has anything else.
And the current walk out from the house doesn't have any cover over it, which at least with this roof will carry whatever weather or snow or whatever further out from the house, probably creating a safer way out of the house from the front door.
So very much additionally a safety issue.
Yes. And not a safety issue from the street, meaning it's not right on top of the street.
Well, that sounds like enough muscle there for my likes.
Okay, so if the clerk would please call the roll for the vote on the motion.
Okay, Carolyn?
Aye, approved.
Don?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye, approve.
Paul?
Approve.
AJ?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. So request is approved with the exceptional difficulties or unusual hardships, being that this makes it for a safer environment with the new overhang. It conforms with the rest of the neighborhood and conforms with the existing exterior on the house. All right. So moving on to application 20-3, application of Justin Fapuano, applicant Justin and Kiko Fapuano, owners relative to 5 Leona Avenue, map 33, lot 121, for section 2.1.1.9, requesting a side yard setback variance of 1.5 feet to permit a side yard setback of 8.5 feet where 10 feet is required, and requesting an aggregate side yard setback variance of 10.1 feet to permit an aggregate side yard setback of 14.9 feet where 25 feet is required, R-12 zoning district. So do I hear a motion to approve or deny the requested variance? And just please keep in mind that when you make a motion, state your name clearly for the record.
AJ will make a motion to approve.
Okay. Don Clark will second.
Great.
I see. Oh, sorry.
No, that's what I was just continuing. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, I see a variety. AJ Wemble speaking. I see a variety of hardships for this applicant, as stated in his presentation. It's a 1930s Cape, previously non-conforming lot, and you know, it seems like it's causing a lot of problems for this property owner. That's why I approve. I'm gonna make a motion to approve.
I concur with what AJ said, but I also think there could be a potential safety issue with regards to further water coming into the house itself. I think, as he stated, if he was to try to do something right now, all he would be doing is putting a Band-Aid on it if he didn't do the new construction.
I'd second that.
You know, it's a tough lot. It predates zoning, and it's a very narrow lot. And he received letters from his neighbor in a positive fashion, as opposed to somebody that was saying that they didn't want or like what he was going to do.
Okay, I second that. So any further discussion? All right, so if the clerk would please call the roll for the vote on this motion.
Okay, Carolyn?
Aye.
Don?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
Paul?
Aye.
AJ?
Aye.
All right. So request is approved with the exceptional difficulties or unusual hardships being there's a safety issue with the dormer and the leaks that are going into the kitchen. The neighbors have provided a letter and comments to the applicant in favor of this application. I think that it will be safer for his mother-in-law, for his family, and I think that it will conform with everything in the neighborhood and everything that I saw with the existing houses on Leona Drive. All right. Moving on to application 20-4, application of Pasquale DeMeo, applicant and owner relative to 9 State Street, map 66, lot 68, per section 2.1.1.9, requesting a front yard setback variance of 36.5 to permit a front yard setback of 13.5 where 50 is required, R20 zoning district. All right, do I hear a motion to approve? And please remember to state your name.
I'll make a motion to approve, AJ Wamble.
I'll second it, Don Clark.
Okay.
As AJ Wamble speaking, as stated by the applicant, it's a non-conforming lot. It's going to be the same width that it is now. I think the applicant meets his hardship requirement.
And as the applicant had noted, he's not going to come any further closer to the street than he already is. He's just widening what he currently has on both sides. The stairs are not a factor because of our town rules. And the house predates zoning.
I agree.
Nope, you took the words right out of my mouth. I agree that it's already protruding out. We're just going to make it wider. I think with where the house is on the lot, he's in a tough spot to be able to I apologize. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. I think the overhang is going to look nice, and it doesn't protrude out further than the steps, and it's going to make the house look nicer. And like you said, it's the way the property is. It's not conforming already. This is just going to truly give it more curb appeal and provide for a better entrance. All right, any further comments or discussion? All right, so if the clerk would please call the roll for the vote on the motion.
Carolyn?
Aye.
Don?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
Paul? Paul?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
All right, there we go. All right, aye.
Thank you. And AJ?
Aye.
All right, so request is approved for all of the hardships stated before. It will not go out further than it already is. The overhang does not go further than the stairs, and it will increase the aesthetics of the home. All right, moving on to the last application, 20-05, application of Paul R. Carone Jr., applicant and owner relative to 323 Quinnipiac Avenue, map 22, lot 212, per section 2.1.1.9, requesting a front yard setback variance of 9.5 feet to permit a 12 by 18 foot deck to 40.50 feet. Where 50 is required, R-20 zoning district.
I'll make a motion for approval, Don Clark.
Okay, I'll second that.
To me, it seems like a reasonable request. I talked to the owners of the property in front of him, which used to own the property that he currently is on. And due to the fact that it's an odd-shaped flag property, in somebody's backyard. He really doesn't have any safety issues to the street. It seems reasonable to me.
I agree. It's not close to the street at all. It's even with the two, pieces of property in the same lot, they're still not very close. I don't see a safety issue. I don't see any issues. It's very reasonable. And I think it will be nice with the Trex and the existing patio underneath. Any further comments or discussion? All right, so I'll call for the clerk to please call the roll for the vote on the motion.
Hey, Carolyn?
Aye.
Don?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
Paul?
He's unmuting now.
Okay.
Aye, sorry.
Thank you. AJ?
Aye.
All right. So the request is approved. Seeing no safety issues, seeing that it is not close to the street and not close to the other property, and the variance is needed based off of the odd shape of the lot. All right, so that closes tonight's applications. We do have a few other items to go through. So we are going to go into the approval of minutes from the meeting February 20th. It seems like forever ago.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Well, Karen here, what are the next steps? Are there additional permits to get, or what happens next?
Well, maybe you can give me a call tomorrow and we can talk a little bit.
Okay.
We've got to get you an approval letter. Okay. And you'll have to, there's an appeal period, a 15-day appeal period after publication. And then you'll have to file the letter on the town land records and you can proceed. We could talk tomorrow and maybe go into a little more detail.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Thank you. Am I all set to sign off now?
You are.
Yeah. Yes. Sure.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. Stay well.
Thank you. All right. So can I make a motion for the approval of the minutes from February 20th, 2020?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Don Clark made a motion. And who second?
Joe.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So, Alan, Laura, any cease and desist letters or updates?
We're going to take a vote on the meeting dates.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I was going to do that next. Should I do that first? Okay. I'm really OCD and like going in exact order.
Yeah, well, we have a motion and we have a second. Okay. Carolyn?
So, yep, I'll do that. So everyone should have received the 2021 ZBA meeting dates. Can I make a motion to accept these dates?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it. Paul Ciccarello.
Who was the first? I'm sorry.
AJ, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So AJ was first. I'll second that. Thank you. All right. So now, Alan and Laura, any cease and desist orders or updates that you'd like to provide?
Again, there was no vote. Just
no.
Jennifer Coppola. Oh. There was no vote.
Sorry.
We can do a voice vote on those two?
It's fine. It's fine.
You can do it.
Voice vote. Pam was trying to jump in. You need to vote on the minutes and you need to vote on the schedule.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking the motion. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. So, Pam, do you want to do the vote?
Yeah, I'll do it. Carolyn?
Aye.
Don?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
Paul?
Aye.
And AJ?
Aye.
Let's okay. say that it was for the meeting dates, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
Okay, and then the vote for the approval of minutes?
Carolyn?
Aye.
Don?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
Paul?
Aye.
AJ?
Aye.
Okay. So we have those now. I'm just making notes for myself. All right. Now, once again, Alan and Laura, cease and desist orders.
I'll defer to Laura.
Is that open to the public?
Yes. It's just an update. So is it?
Yeah, sure. It's the public can be privy to this. It's not an executive session, sure.
Okay, so you have two in your packet, I believe, 23 Second Point Road, that's resolved. And the other one is 15 Middletown Avenue, and that's ongoing. And it's just our investigation about what's involved due to the COVID virus. But expect it
to be resolved. And there may be
a few coming at the next regular meeting.
All right. Is there any action from me on the cease and desist orders, any motions or votes?
There's nothing required.
Okay, thanks. That's right. Perfect. All right.
Thank you.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
One question before you go on.
Yeah, it's okay.
Any update on 370 Second Point Road? Your friends with the
Yes, there is. Laura, it was your hard work.
Google Furniture?
Yes.
They're done.
They're what?
I believe they're out of there.
Oh, okay.
The violation has been corrected.
There you go. So sorry. The violation has been corrected.
Due to the hard work of our enforcement staff.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Good work.
There you go. Good job, guys.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Well, so do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second, AJ.
Was that Don and AJ?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So then all in favor?
Aye.
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 Hi.
That was literally everybody. So adjourned. Everyone did a really great job for our first Zoom meeting.
Good job.
It's tough using Zoom.